Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unified Caring, Caring Moments podcast. UCA Caring knows no bounds. We endeavor to be wherever caring is needed and help create caring communities everywhere. Please be sure to follow us on Twitter at Unified Caring and check out our website, www.unifiedcaring.org, to see the many ways you personally can benefit by becoming a member. And now, here's the show.
Well, good morning and welcome. Today is Saturday, April 25th. It is day 40 of Shelter at Home here in Illinois. And I have some great updates for you with what Unified Caring is doing and reaching out with helping people with the pandemic. But first, I'd like to share some incredible news. One of our partners in our care program, One Tree Planted, is the winner of the 1% for Planet People for the Planet Award in the nonprofit Changemaker category. Isn't that fabulous? 1% for the Planet is an international organization whose members contribute at least 1% of their annual sales to environmental causes. Their mission is to build, support, and activate an alliance of businesses financially committed to creating a healthy planet. And quoting One Tree Planet, they said, "We're fortunate to be a part of this global coalition because it allows One Tree Planted to connect with environmentally conscious businesses and coordinate with other nonprofits, and most importantly, plant more trees." See, congratulations. That is very, very, very well done. And the you can find them. You can find them online at onetreeplanted.org, I believe. I'll confirm that with you in just a minute. Now, huge news. On April 18th of this year, the water storage tank for the large animal sanctuary has been completed. It is 60,000 gallons of water security for the animals. Now, this was part of the UCA's sponsorship for this year, which is really so incredible because we sponsored Humanity for Horses. So thank you, CARE, Mission, and members. So that is absolutely huge. You should go online to unifiedcaring.org and check out the pictures of this massive water tower. And, Humanity for Horses actually rescues horses. They have an on-site horse hospital, which I've been very fortunate to visit. And it's incredible what they do with all of these horses. I believe it's like over 600 acres that they have specifically for these animals. They have horses, they have llamas, they have goats, they have injured swans and geese, and it's an absolutely incredible moment to be a part of to ensure water for these animals. So bravo, and thank you again to our CARE Mission and members. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about self-care today because it is it's becoming more and more important, I think, awareness. I think that there's enough awareness out there that we all know that we need to, of course, wash our hands and disinfect our phones and leave our shoes outside, wash our clothes, you know, that type of thing. It has been, you know, for being on with day 40, for me personally, it It's not a big issue for me, except with the new schedule with my kids and homeschooling and, you know, making sure that they understand their new way of doing learning and thinking. And it is a challenge with that. But otherwise, you know, going out to the grocery store, in the beginning, you know, there were shortages of, you know, essential items. And, you know, but right now it is, you know, the stores are stocked. It's not a big deal anymore here. But there are people in my area that are, you know, having interesting things. That there was a birthday parade for one of my neighbors, and about 50 cars came down my street honking their horns. Every single car was laden with balloons and streamers, and my neighbor lives in the cul-de-sac, and they all went, and the blocked traffic on my street, obviously, for a very long time, but it was so beautiful to see that she was being remembered for her birthday with all of her family and friends, and they did stop by and wish her, you know, she was out at her driveway, and they did stop by and handed her gifts, and everybody was popping streamers, and so the neighborhood actually was quite decorative for a while. But what a great way to remember somebody's birthday and these in this current new living situation that we have. And then you can't forget kids. We have neighbors that live four houses down that have children who are in grade school. And then there was another birthday parade, a birthday car train that went by. And I believe it was the families of all of the children in this young lady's class that came down and had, again, cars laden with birthdays and streamers and the windows painted, you know, fourth grade is cool. You know, so even our littlest ones, you know, that's a great idea for them to know that, you know, they haven't been forgotten. Because normally in grade school, I remember in grade school, birthdays were a big deal. Moms made cupcakes and everybody in the class got one. And, you know, and it kind of celebrated. And birthdays need to be celebrated. Even though we are, you know, social distancing, there are great ways to still continue to celebrate the, you know, the beauty of the human soul. And so I love that, you know. So those are some things. If you have, you know, family members, older members, maybe they're celebrating an anniversary. Get your friends and family together and decorate your cars at your own house, of course, and then meet up for your birthday train and go through your town. Circle around the house. Make sure that the people know that they're not forgotten. We have another neighbor whose elderly parents, the kids' grandparents, came, and they were talking. The grandparents were in the front yard talking to their grandchildren through the window. That's another really, really great idea, so that you can still visit, still feel like you're part of your family, right? And so there are, if you need help taking caring actions in your local community, whether it's experience or context resource, local members, or anything that UCA that we can help muster, we do want to help. So you can contact our care members directly from the membership dashboard to get quick response, you know. So, and there's key benefits that can help you right now, in fact. And I do highly suggest that, you know, if you can afford, you know, a low monthly cost of under 15, I think it's $14.95 for the month, join. See what it is like for the month, all the benefits that you get with the shopping and the stories and, you know, the scholarships and everything else. And then if you like what you see and if you feel that it's a huge value add to your life, and I personally believe it is, then sign up for your lifetime. The lifetime is $95 for the whole entire year. So I can't stress enough that what a huge benefit that is for you, for your family, for your children, because there's so many things going on, and we try and stay as up to date as we can with staying healthy and caring and things that, again, that we can do right now. There are community caregiving support volunteer networking communities, which is a great resource for caregivers. There's an app called Caring Village, and the app helps people stay connected with a family member or a loved one, so to make sure that their needs are being taken care of. So that is incredible for our parents, our grandparents. You can message with the village members, and the wellness journal are so important and needed for your caregivers. Scheduling calendar to make sure there isn't any missed appointments, and checklists to make sure that nothing is misunderstood. Another valuable resource that can help you contribute time is the National Volunteer Caring Network. Now, this is a website that you can put in your state and zip code to find areas and programs where you can volunteer your time. The Corporation for the National Community Services, is another network that can help you feel supported and help you support other people. And their website is nvcnetwork.org. So National Volunteer Caring Network, nvcnetwork.org. And that is a wonderful organization. Just enter a search query such as your zip code, your city, your state in the query field to narrow your search and then zoom in or drag the map to learn about programs in your area. And I think that is a great tool, not only for now, but in the future, right? I think perhaps getting into a volunteer mode, and, you know, it's not something that once the United States starts getting back to normal, it is something to continue. It's not just for now, but it is an ongoing thing. So make sure that if that's in your repertoire of things that you'd like to be involved in, that you take a look at that. There is, one more thing on here I wanted to mention. There is the, scroll too fast, Karen. So your self-care is incomplete without covering your fitness. And becoming a UC member, you can enjoy 10 to 50% off gym membership dues at 1,500 locations across the nation, and great discounts on specialty studios, including yoga, CrossFit, kickboxing, and Pilates. I did cardio kickboxing a few years ago, back when Tai Bo was huge, and I absolutely love it, and I do miss cardio kickboxing. That was absolutely probably one of the best exercise groups I had ever been a part of. So do check that out. And you know what? And we don't have proper self-care. It doesn't happen without nutrition. So UCA has published a new cookbook with easy recipes using simple, clean ingredients, with all the instructions for a dish on a single page. Care to Cook Casually and Quickly is a beautiful 280-page cookbook with laminated pages to hold up in the kitchen. So Care to Cook Casually and Quickly. And that is the, let me give you, it is under unifiedcaring.org. And if you go to our projects page, you'll find a beautiful book. It's $55 to non-members, $42 to members. And it was created by people who work two or three jobs, have families, and no time to dilly-dally in the kitchen. Yet they love food. And that is, they love food that is home-cooked. And who doesn't love food that is home-cooked? How many people actually make food, have time to make food? stuck one when I was working in the corporate arena and doing and hosting radio shows. I wouldn't get home until 7 or 8 o'clock at night. So I would start, I'm a huge believer in crock-pot dinners. So my family always ate home, my family does eat homemade food. But, you know, you just get tired of the same thing over and over again. You know, I have a few dishes that I cook, and those are the few that my family has learned to love, whether or not they actually like it. But anyway, this cookbook was created by people who work two or three jobs. They have families, and they, again, have no time to dilly-dally, yet they love food that is home-cooked, flavorful, and a delight to the palate. The cookbook is meant to provide recipes that are uncomplicated, yet delicious, and have fun. So, yeah, that's a great thing. My son, he's 16. I woke up yesterday morning, and he had been up early, and he had made donut holes from scratch. So I just found that absolutely a delightful way to wake up. Anytime I can get a kid in the kitchen to cook, I think is a great future step for them when they are adults and they understand, you know, the time that it takes to make a meal and not rely so much on fast food. So I found that fascinating and thought I would share that with you. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the blog. Our blog is utterly amazing, and there are so many great inspirational stories in there, and there's one that was recently written by Lane, and it's from the article, I am sharing a simple breath exercise that you can take anywhere, and it's from the article on deep breathing and its importance. And again, that was written by Lane. Deep breathing and its importance. And I'm sharing with you a simple breath exercise that you can take with you anywhere. Go back and read the article. It is incredible. And then save it so that you have a daily reminder. Print it out. I'm big on post-it notes or saving things to my computer screen. And this is one of them. So really all you have to do to get into a good deep breath is to place one hand over your navel, and then take a deep breath that expands your belly outward, right? And make sure you push your belly out. And then as you exhale slowly, pull your navel in towards your spine. And try to make your exhale slightly longer than the inhale. Follow along with me, okay? So place your hand over your navel. Take a deep breath that expands into your belly outward. And as you exhale slowly, pull your navel towards your spine. Got it? Good. Easy breezy, right? As you try to make the exhale slightly longer than the inhale. And you repeat this for 5 to 10 rounds. And note how this feels in your body. You'll begin to feel your muscles relaxing. You'll begin to feel maybe like a tingle as you're getting blood to places that you hadn't gotten before. We had an article last month with regard to laughing and how the extra oxygen does amazing things for your body. So you can practice this exercise while you're driving, while you wait in line at the store, or even watching TV. The convenient thing about the breath is that it does. It follows us everywhere, making it feasible and wildly accessible to a tool to practice with. So be sure to click visit unifiedcaring.org and click the blog link and read and share with your family and friends, right? Because it is sharing is caring, and caring is sharing. So if we go and let's go look into some positive news. I still am flabbergasted at the water tank. 60 1,000 gallons of water. Now, how incredible is that? So readers have reported so many good deeds, we can barely keep up. So here's 10. If I have time, I'll get to these 10 to get you through the day. In my neighborhood, I see hearts all over the windows. Kids and families are putting hearts in their windows. They're drawing positive messages in colorful chalk in the driveway. So the neighborhood is becoming just lit up as a love fest, basically, with hearts in the windows, colorful decorated driveways. It really is. It's actually phenomenal to see. So readers have responded again with these good deeds. So this one is, since the hardships of COVID-19 began to simmer in people's psyche and the communities for weeks, the creativity inevitably boils over into new projects or ideas to ease the worry and how to soothe the loneliness. So there's a person or family. She works from home now anyway, and she decided to get out her sewing machine. And she made handmade masks and then put them on a sign post in the yard, you know, one like you would see for maybe a for sale sign, minus the for sale. And so if you can envision that. And then she has put these masks that she has made and used clothespins to attach them to this sign. And it says, free, need a mask, hello neighbor, take what you need, stay well. And then she has these great masks that she has made there for her neighbors. Because they actually are. They're very hard to find, understandably, because everything really does need to go to the first line responders, because they are the ones who are the true heroes now. Now, somebody did a screen capture worthy of a Halloween party. So they threw the mom threw a surprise paper bag princess themed Zoom party. So again, this is incredible. If you get a chance, do check it out. She would, it was kind of like What's My Line back in the day, where they were, you know, you didn't know who was who. And when the mom explained that she would get to ask three questions and try and figure out who the paper-bagged guests were. So that is another phenomenal idea if you have somebody having a birthday. Orange County Girl Scouts assembled 120 self-care kits provided to healthcare professionals with tokens of gratitude and appreciation for their heroic work on the front line. There was a chili cook-off was canceled, but spicy kindness results that put one of the contestants, or would be the contestants, puts up an entire cooking setup in the backyard and cooked a mess of chili. He even observed the national anthem, and much of the food that he cooks is being donated to first responders, various essential workers, and churches who are feeding the hungry. Bravo. Absolutely bravo. You love to hear these kind of great outreaching stories with what people are doing to help one another. And I really do hope that it continues. Now, one of the things that we don't talk about much is an ongoing thing right now through May, and it's the Scholarship Award Program. We award, we do twice a year, in the fall and in the spring. We reach out to school counselors, various organizations, various schools, and the children write write a 500-word essay. And some of these essays are so profound, that this generation, these high school students, are really a throwback, you know, to their ways of caring and reaching out It's incredible. So this one child wrote a very profound essay, and he chose caring actions you would take. And this young person says this: I'm aware this essay is going to be different than most and might touch some sensitive topics. I believe it needs to be addressed. When you think of spreading love and ways to serve, most imagine joyful things like singing at rest homes or sewing baskets for babies in the NICU. You might think of writing notes for soldiers or picking up trash and planting trees at a park. Although these are all amazing contributions and help so many in need, there's a more pressing issue that most people aren't aware of. Sex trafficking is often hushed or an uncomfortable topic and often viewed as a foreign problem that doesn't affect us. This is very near and dear to my heart. We do have an outreach program to help sex trafficked individuals to reassimilate. This is hugely important. Most people, really, like this young person says, are not aware of the problem of sex trafficking. If you read the news, or you'll find out all the rings that are being broken up. But I digress. Let me get back to this young person's important essay. It's hard to imagine that there could be a market of sick-minded people who will pay high sums of money to have sex with a child. But the truth is that nationwide, approximately, and this is a huge number, 99 billion, with a B, billion, was made from forced sexual labor last year. Excuse me. This horrible crime is being used for profit as one of the fastest growing industries in the world, and it must be stopped. In Utah, in the month of January, OUR, which is an acronym for Operation Underground Railroad, worked with ICAC, the Internet Crimes Against Children, and they were able to rescue 35 survivors as well as arrest 24 traffickers. This is happening all around, and yet it is very seldom talked about, and very, very true. So I love this essay on what she did, or he did. And so she was part of an abolishment club where she attended, and to help raise money for Underground Railroad. And they called an assembly to shave and save, and they were able to raise $2,000. Almost 100 students and teachers participated by shaving their heads to raise money and awareness. This person deserves a whole lot of kudos, and I would love, love, love to see what this young person does in the future. Because, let me see, April is Child Trafficking Awareness and Prevention Month, in which we are all to support survivors of sexual assault and work together to prevent these crimes in their communities. Now, if you see something, say something. Whether or not this is true, I'm just going to put it out there as, but today, apparently, I was informed, is Alice Day. April 25th has some really dark sides to it, and so I'll just leave that there. You can go ahead and research whatever you want, if you want, but in the meantime, I'm so glad to have had this time with you this morning. Please do check out unifiedcaring.org, sign up for a month, sign up for a lifetime. We would love to have you. Feel free to sign up for the blog, and do check out a lot of the great phenomenal stories that we have, because sharing is caring. Please, please be safe, stay healthy, shine on, be yourself, and be best. Till next, take care.